This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Bosom Buddies describes the relationship between the White House and Planned Parenthood. The flow of millions of U.S. tax dollars to the nation's number one abortion provider continues in the current budget to the tune of well over one quarter of a billion. That's billion with a B, dollars. A British mother was being successfully coerced into having an abortion after being told that her 11-week gestation daughter was dead. Hazel Wiggins put her foot down, refused to take the abortion pills, and demanded a second ultrasound scan. Her daughter, Amelia, was born needing surgery and is now recovering well. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4ME, 877-HOPE-4ME. Zyklon B was the gas developed for Nazi extermination camps. RU486 is an abortion drug likely killing thousands each month, which is made by a subsidiary of the same company that made Zyklon B. Maafa 21 is a black pro-life group that attacks the eugenic nature of abortion today and is reminding people that as 70% of abortion clinics are built in black and Hispanic neighborhoods, ethnic cleansing seems alive and well. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.